Hello, hello everybody. Welcome back to the podcast. Thank you for tuning in and happy Monday. This is the first episode in a few weeks where I've actually uploaded it on the Monday. I missed a week and then last week I was late. I'm very sorry about that. But we're here and we're back. I've planned like some future episodes and stuff, so I feel like we're in the right groove now. I hate taking a week off the podcast because I feel like, not like I'm letting you down, but like it's more fun when it comes out, right? But then I know that also if I don't ever take a week off, then eventually it'll just burn out and then the podcast will be rubbish anyway. So that's what I'm telling myself. Little secret I'm going to tell you is that last week I recorded the episode on my phone because I was in Edinburgh. I didn't say it in the episode because I was like, you know when you draw attention to something and it's worse than it really is, like if I was like, oh sorry, this episode might sound rubbish, and then you'll all notice that it doesn't sound good. You probably did notice anyway, but maybe some of you didn't because I didn't say it. So let me know, actually, did it sound okay? I feel like nobody said anything, so I'm assuming it sounded okay. I normally record with my microphone, but just because I was only going for a week and I really prioritized bringing clothes over bringing the microphone, and I feel like the phone one sounded fine, so hopefully that's all good. But yeah, welcome to today's episode. It is titled "These are a few of my favorite things." I hope you get the reference. It's a kind of niche Sound of Music song. I'm assuming you'll get that. If not, it doesn't matter. But if you were wondering like why she titled it that, that's why. So yeah, today's episode is going to be a favourites, which I'm very excited about. I've done a couple of these videos on my channel and I just feel like it probably works better in podcast format, although I wouldn't never do one on YouTube again. I just think that things like that, it's like I could talk for ages. So if I do it in a video, I have to like constrict myself to like 20 minutes because I feel like no one really watches videos that are like half an hour long. Like for me anyway, like I think my sweet spot is between like 15 to 20 minutes, maybe 15 to 25 minutes. Yeah, I thought it'd be a good podcast and it's coming to the end of summer. So, oh no, I don't want to say that. I'm just, okay, no, I take it back. It's been a while since I did the last one. So that's why. Okay, first of all, how was my week? I was thinking maybe I should make the how was my week segment shorter because sometimes this intro is like a quarter of the episode or even a third of the episode, and that kind of feels like a lot. Tell me, maybe I should do some like question things on the story and ask, like, because I feel like I want to know, was the quality bad? I want to know, do you like the intro bit? Like, is it too long? Is it good? Like, what's your thoughts? So maybe I'll do some stories if I remember, or I'll probably remember and then be like, nah, it's fine, I'll just do whatever I think is good. But yeah, this week, I was in Edinburgh for the beginning of the week. I came back on Thursday, recording on Sunday, as always. We love a last minute queen. So I was in Edinburgh until Thursday. Niamh left on Monday, I think, because she was going on holiday with her friends. And so I was in the flat on my own, but I saw my friend Amy quite a lot. I got coffee with my friend Rachel. Me and Niamh went to the gym on Monday, which was nice. And then I went to see two shows with Amy. They were both comedy and they were both so good. It made me really want to like go see shows and stuff when it's not the Fringe. Like, I'm sure if I just search like comedy events and stuff in London or in Edinburgh, like there'd be stuff to go to. And especially now, like things are opening up again with that sort of stuff, it could be fun. It could be really fun. So yeah, I really enjoyed the comedians. I would tell you like all the names and stuff, but I'm pretty sure they're not, they were only doing like a couple shows and it's over now. But if you're wondering, it was Rajiv, Karia and Tessa Coates that I saw, and they were both really good. Rajiv was like, I think he was my favorite, but just he's like Indian. He lives in London. He made a lot of jokes about like veganism, vegetarian, like all that sort of stuff. Like it was literally my niche to a T. So I was like really enjoying that. And then Tessa Coates was also like so good. Me and Amy were just like, oh, let's just go see whatever we can. Like I just wanted to go see stuff. And a lot of the stuff we wanted to see was sold out or like on different days and stuff. But we were like, whatever, we'll just go to whatever's on. And then it turned out that we'd like went to the best stuff. Like it was so good. I loved both of them and we were like fully laughing. It was really good. I also went to see the End of the Line show on my own. That was like a theatre thing, also really, really good. And I saw some stuff last week as well, which I think I talked about in the last episode. But yeah, then I came home on Thursday, back to London. I had one of the worst train journeys ever. There was nothing wrong with it, but I was just so bored. Yeah, I just didn't enjoy that journey. I don't know why. I think my phone, I left with my phone on like 60%, which isn't that good for like a 6-hour journey. So I was really conscious of that. So I was basically just like listening to music and looking out the window for like 6 hours, which is honestly just too long. Like, I was so bored. The next day at the gym, I was like, because normally when I'm at the gym, I listen to normally I listen to a podcast or music, mainly podcasts though. And the next day at the gym, I was like, I just don't even want to look at those headphones. Like, I've sat listening to stuff for like 6 hours yesterday. Like, please don't make me listen to more stuff. Yeah. And then what else have I done? I went to the Lavender Fields. That was so good. And somebody commented, I posted it on my Instagram. Someone commented like, oh, that was on your bucket list for summer, which just made me so happy because like I said that in a podcast and it's just, I know that like you guys listen to the podcast, right? Like, I get it. But when someone like says something like that, it's like you listened and you remembered. Like, that's impressive. And it just makes me happy, especially when I say something like 30 minutes into an episode. To me, it's like, who's listening to like the whole thing? That's, I don't know, that's just crazy. I guess I would never, to be honest, I would never start a podcast and not finish it. So I guess it kind of makes sense, but like, it's just cute. But yeah, Lavender Fields was really nice, smelled really good, very pretty. They were like fully in bloom, so we went at the right time. I actually saw a subscriber there. If you're listening, hey. She was working on one of the like, they have like food stalls and stuff. She was working in one of those, and that was really funny. Like, seeing her was just like, I don't know, it's so crazy. I got a lavender tea. That was delish. We just walked around, took pictures, you know the drill, just fun times. And then yesterday, so Saturday, I had a family, it was my second cousin's birthday, which sounds like really like she's not that close to me, but like, I don't know, Indian family, massive, loads of people, and everyone like knows each other. Like, everyone, like, I feel like second cousin is like really close to, I don't know, do you get what I mean? But it was her 30th birthday, so I went to that, and that was really nice seeing, like, because there were so many people there that I haven't seen since before the pandemic. I think I saw some people last summer, but this was like the extended, so that was really nice. And had some good food, good chats, just chilled out. I got home at like 12:30. It took us 4.5 hours to get there. There was so much traffic, and it took us only 2.5 on the way home. Oh, so I was in the car a lot. I've been traveling a lot this week, okay? It's been a lot. Okay, so my gratitudes for the week, number one is just seeing shows in Edinburgh, because after a year and a half of like in and out of lockdowns, you know, actually seeing something like that is really cool, and I'm very grateful. And then my second one is just being home. Like I was saying, I've been like traveling a lot this week, or just like in the car for a lot of time, on the train for ages. And I'm here now for like a bit less than a month before I go back to uni properly. So I'm just going to enjoy being here, having like a routine and not being like all over the place. So that's good. And then my wins for the week, I only came up with one, but it's a pretty good one. So I'm uploading an extra video next week, which is always a big ordeal to do 2 videos in 1 week. Last summer, I did that a lot. Like, when we were in proper lockdown, I would upload, like, I think it was, like, it wasn't proper lockdown. It was, like, the beginning of summertime, maybe, like, June, where I think things were, like, tiny wincy bit better. And I was uploading 2 videos a week. I think I did that for, like, a month or like even like 2 months on and off a little bit. Like, I don't even know, because now it would be so crazy for me to even fathom doing that once. So that's why it's a win. Like, it's crazy that I've edited it already and it's like ready to go. That'll be up on Tuesday. So yeah, and obviously I also uploaded a video today, so that's like, I did a lot of editing this week. Big win, and I'm very proud for that. So yeah, okay, into the favorites. So if you haven't watched the video I've done before, I'm going to talk about just things I'm loving. We're going to do books, shows, podcasts, food, YouTubers, just like people whose content I'm loving, and that goes for like creators as well as like authors, and like, you know, you get the drill. And then because this is a podcast, I feel like I can be a bit more rambly, say what I want a bit more. So I'm also just gonna do like random stuff that I'm like loving. It's not all gonna be like in those categories. We've also got some like just really random stuff I'm excited for. I was gonna ask you guys to send in like your favorites as well. I don't know, maybe I should have done that. I still could do it, but I was just thinking like it's not that interesting. Like if someone's like, oh, I love this show, I'm like, that's not that interesting to me until I've watched it, you know. Like I would love to know what your favorites are just for me, but I feel like I can't really chat about them because if I haven't experienced them, then I'm not gonna be able to say anything other than like, oh, that sounds good, oh, that sounds okay, you know. But maybe I'll ask you anyway, and then I could share some of the responses in case you guys want some more recommendations. I love watching these videos and podcasts and stuff. They're just like good to like think about if you're looking for like a new book, or I don't know, sometimes it's just fun to like hear what other people are up to and loving. So okay, so first up we have books. I have now, for these categories, I have been a little bit more selective. I think I've read 5 or 6 books this summer. Hats off to me, because I had read 0 books before summer this year. So that's not bad. I think next year I'm going to try, and I hate that I'm saying next year because it's like halfway through the year. Like if I want to start a habit, I should just start it now. But I think next year I want to do like reading 22 books for 2022. And I think I could do that. Like that's like a book every, like that's less than a book every 2 weeks, so it could be done. It's just when uni gets in the way. Nah, I could do that. I think I really could do that, and think how great it would feel at the end of the year to be like, I've read 22 books. Like think how much knowledge you would have acquired. Anyway, so I want to read more books next year, and I'm gonna try to keep reading past summer. I always read well in summer, especially if I'm on a holiday, just sitting by the beach or by the pool reading. I could do that for like days on end, but when I'm at uni, it's just, and I know I have time for it. Like there is no excuses. I 100% have time for it. Like if I'm watching YouTube, I could be reading a book. If I'm on my phone, could be reading a book. If I'm watching Netflix, could be reading a book. It's not like I don't do those things, so I definitely have time for it. And I'm going to try and like fill those spare moments with reading a little bit more when I go back to uni. But yeah, so I've read quite a few books this summer. And you're probably like, 6 isn't that many. But for me, I feel like I've done well. And I've still got like a month left of summer. So hopefully we'll get to like 7. But yeah, what I was trying to say, all of that spiel was about, I've been a little bit selective. So I'm only going to recommend like 2 books, or like my 2 favourite books that I read, instead of like banging on about every book. So these are like my real favorites, not just like things I like, but like my favorites. The first one is Never Let Me Go by Ishiguro. I loved that book. I think I would say I've read like some of my favorite books this summer. Like if I was to be asked what's your favorite book, I would definitely say one from this summer. Never Let Me Go is just beautiful. I don't know, I just loved the whole storyline. I think I'll think about it for the rest of my life. Like it's one of those books that just sticks with you. So it's about like a dystopian world where people are cloned and then their organs are harvested. And it sounds, I guess from that description, it sounds kind of like sci-fi vibes, but it's not. It's very like down to earth, but like it's very understandable. And it does in the book, it's not crazy, you know, it's like still something you could imagine the world like turning into. And it's such a cool idea. His writing is just, I don't know how he comes up with these ideas, but I love them. That was one of my favorite books I've ever read, and I would highly recommend. I read that in like 2 days, which was the first book I'd read this year, and it took me like 2 or 3 days to read it. So that's for me honestly just like a sign that that was just such a good book, because I haven't really been into reading this year until summer, and that book was just unreal. And then I also watched the movie. I'm not gonna recommend the movie because I thought it was okay. I don't think it was like great. I thought it was quite nice, but it was nice having read it to like see somebody else's visualization of it. Obviously you have your own visualization you have your own visualization, but seeing somebody else's is like just an interesting comparison. and I really enjoyed it. And then the other book is A Thousand Splendid Suns. I think this is a lot of people's favorite book. This is my, like, one of my best friend Shreya's favorite book, or like her top three, I think. And this is another amazing book. So it's about, follows like two girls, it's in Afghanistan, and it spans like such a big time period. I think it's from like the 60s to the 2000s, and it's about their lives, like their family, like marriage, war. Like, it's just about a crazy amount. It's a really, really sad, heartbreaking book. Another one that I think I will remember forever. The same author has also got two other books, which my mum has read both of them. And maybe I'll read The Kite Runner next or something, because I've heard loads of good stuff about that. I think that one's like really like acclaimed. But yeah, if you're gonna read one of the, I can't pick between those two. Okay, no, I'd say A Thousand Splendid Suns, I think. But both were amazing. Both were really, really cool. So A Thousand Splendid Suns is set in Afghanistan, and Never Let Me Go is set in England. So just for some background. Okay, on to some shows. We have three shows to recommend. The first is Atypical. I will never stop going on about this show. It's so good. So it follows this boy who has autism. And so the reason I'm recommending it now is the new season came out like a month or two ago. And I actually watched it when I was really ill. I think I mentioned that on the podcast. I was like, had this vomiting virus, and I was just like in bed for like a few days, and I watched this whole show in like 24 hours, and it was so good. I always love it. I loved all the previous seasons. So it follows this boy and his family, and I love that it kind of goes in depth with like his family's stories and their journeys as well. It's quite heartwarming. Like, it's like, it's a nice watch, you know. It's like happy vibes, but there's also, I think it's just like a nice representation of like, it's still quite realistic, if you get me. Like, it's not all happy and like dandy all the time. Like, I really like that show. And then I've also got The Handmaid's Tale, because I feel like I talk about that every week, but it's really, really lovely show. Really, really good show. It's quite hard to watch at points. I think this is season 4, and I think there's only like one or two episodes left. If you're in the US or like other countries, it's probably already finished airing. I think we've got like tonight's episode might be the last one, or maybe there's one more next week. But it was a really good season, such a cool show, such a like crazy show, so difficult to watch at points, but like definitely worth it. So it's, well, the first season was based on the book by Margaret Atwood, and then they've kind of like taken it and ran with it for like, now we're on season 4. And I think normally when you do that, it doesn't work. Like, you should just leave it where the book ends. However, I do think this is like season 4, and I'm still enjoying it, and I still think it's like an incredible show. So yeah, how do I describe? So it's another dystopia, and it's in this world where fertility is like a really big problem. Like, people don't have, like, fertility is like really low, and people, like, there's a big worry about like having babies and like reproducing and stuff like that. So it's in where like the US is now. It's like these people like took over that space and then created this world. It's very, very like, so the world is very misogynistic, and the handmaids are people, they're like slaves used for their like fertility. And it's really interesting, and again, it's a little bit like Never Let Me Go, where it's far from like right now, like it's far from the current reality, but you could also kind of understand how it could happen. Or sometimes something will happen and I'll be like, that's very Handmaid's Tale. Like, you'll see something on the news and be like, whoa, am I in the Handmaid's Tale, you know? So it's really thought-provoking, and I love that it's like gets you thinking. It's very, but it's still like, there's good cliffhangers, there's still like a little bit of romance and things like that, like typical stuff in TV shows like that keep you watching. And I just love it. Such a good show. And then right on the other end of the spectrum, I have to put this because I've watched the whole season, and I don't want to say it, but Love Island. Okay, I'll give you my rundown, because this will be quite recent. So you'll hear this tomorrow. So I, as I'm saying this, I haven't watched Sunday night's episode. What are my thoughts? Okay, so the thing with Love Island, I don't want to hate on anybody. Like, you know, you never know the full story. You don't know. Like, we see 1 hour of their day and there's like, what, like 12, 14 people in there. So you're, each person doesn't get that much airtime. And like, it's hard to pass judgment, but I think it's a really interesting, I'm talking about the UK one, by the way. It's really interesting just like to watch in a kind of like psychological point of view. Like, it's like a social experiment, and it's so interesting to see. They don't have access to the time. Like, how weird is that? Okay, let me think. What? Oh, if you haven't seen it, it's like a, it's kind of like a trashy TV program. Like, these people go onto this Love Island. It's in Mallorca, and they have a villa. They're like there to find love. They like talk to people. You like couple up, etc. And then, but they don't have access to the outside world, so they can't, like, they don't know what the time is, they don't know what's on social media, they don't know anything. I think I get the vibe they're kind of bored in there a little bit. Like, they do challenges and stuff occasionally, which are interesting, and it's just, like, an interesting show. Like, I think people who pretend to be above Love Island, it's like, come on, like, it's good TV. It's good TV, and even if you don't love it for, like, the reason someone else loves it, doesn't mean that, I don't know, like, I just think it's actually quite good. Like, I always, like, I agree there's been some boring episodes here and there, but for the most part, I think it's, like, it's been quite good. It's definitely not my favourite season at all. I think my favourite season was the one with Amber and Anna. I love them. Okay, right, so my thoughts on this season. I'll say this quickly, because if you haven't watched it, this is going to be boring. Thoughts on this season. I think, I really, really don't like Jake. I just think, like I was saying, I can't pass judgment because I don't know, but I really don't think his intentions are in the right place. I feel like they're in a bad place right now, so maybe tonight they'll like have more chats about that. I really, really love Millie. I think Liam has kind of gotten away with what he did too easily. I love Teddy. I think Faye is insane. Like, she's crazy. I just don't even know how she has a voice box left. She's crazy, and I think he has the patience of an absolute angel, and he's so good looking. And yeah, Toby and Chloe, like, everybody hated them at first, but I now think they're really funny, and they're like a bit weird, and like, it's kind of like, what are you doing? Like, it's like, what, you're just so like different to me. But at the same time, I just love that I think they were their weird, like, random selves the whole time, and they didn't change, like, and now we're just kind of like understanding them a bit better. I think Chloe's so funny, and she's really good looking. Toby is an absolute meme. I hated him for so long, but I just think he's funny now. Like, you kind of just don't have, you just need to like not take it personal. Like, he's just a bit of a, like, they're both a little bit all over the place. I liked Hugo at the start, obviously he's not on it, and I, for ages, I was like, if I was on Love Island, I would pick him to couple up with. And then I got the ick for him real quick. I don't know what happened, but like, I think when he went to Casa Amor, or like right before that, maybe like a week before that, I was just like, no. And I'm starting to think maybe all the girls that like were in there, I don't know, sort of saw that quicker than we did as viewers, because something about him now is just a little bit off. I just don't vibe fully with him. Who else? Oh, Kaz. I really like Kaz. I think she sometimes is like a detriment to herself. Like, she gets so attached and then gets like so upset so quickly. But I think she's great. I love her. She's stunning. I really like the way she like puts an outfit together. I don't mind Tyler. I think he's nice. I think he's okay. I think, maybe controversial, but when he went to Casa Amor, like, they'd only been together for a few days. Like, I do understand what kind of happened. And it's funny how basically all the boys cheated when they went to Casa Amor. And then, or not cheated, you know, like, weren't loyal. And then now they've all just, like, come back. And it's like, the grass is not always greener, is the moral of the story there. Okay, right, we're going to stop the Love Island chat. Let me know what you think on Instagram or something, because it's been, I think it started out as a rough season. I was like, this is boring. And then it got quite good. it really did escalate. Okay, podcasts up next. First one is Emma Chamberlain. I have listened to her podcast like on and off. Like, I know I've listened to like an episode here and there. Like, I remember when I was on holiday last summer, I listened to one. So it's not like I've never listened to it, but in the past like month or so, I've really discovered it. I'm hooked. I would listen to every episode that comes out. I've listened to like some old ones. And she's like, I love her brain. I think she's so smart. Especially like all her like her chat on social media, what she thinks of it and like how toxic it is and like etc. I think is really interesting. And obviously she's like the queen of YouTube, so she really knows what she's talking about. I also loved her episode on anxiety. I thought that was really like interesting and insightful, and she seems like she's very clever. She's very like, what's the word, emotionally intelligent, in my opinion. Like, she knows how to communicate quite well, I think. And she's not, I don't know, like, I think she's just really smart, and I enjoy her podcast. I think she's really quite down to earth as well, even though she's like lives in a mansion and she has like all this amazing stuff. Like, I think she's still quite relatable, and not that relatability is everything, but I quite enjoy the podcast, really like it. It's called Anything Goes with Emma Chamberlain, and I wish I'd gotten into it before now. I don't know why I didn't, because I, like I said, I've listened to episodes, but I just didn't. I think maybe it just didn't click, or it just didn't speak to me until now. And then I've also got Goes Without Saying with Steffi and Wing. I love them. I've listened to this podcast for ages now, and I'm obsessed. I have listened to like every episode. I joined when they'd already had like a year's worth of episodes out, and I have now caught up to them all, which is a bit worrying. But yeah, I love love their podcast. I've spoken about it before, but it just never gets old. Great podcast. They talk a lot about, like feminism, the patriarchy, like just like random interesting topics in those areas. But they're also just so funny, and they make like the randomest like funny jokes. And it's very like peak kind of British humor, I think. Like I get all the references and all the jokes, which is nice. And I just enjoy. Okay, and then I have a couple YouTubers as well. First one is Meg Hughes. I love her videos. She is one of my favourite creators at the moment. I love her TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, just all of it, all around stunning. I love her so much. She's just a breath of fresh air, and she's so sweet. She's so lovely. She makes kind of like vlogs and like fashion videos, I guess, and like a little bit of, you know, kind of like similar to the sorts of videos I make. She's really just like chilled out. I love her editing style. It's very peaceful. She lives on an island, and it just looks so pretty. And yeah, I love, she's quite like mindful, like slow living vibes, and she gets so excited over things, which just brings me like so much joy. And she's really pretty and just a cute gal. So Meg Hughes, really recommend. If you haven't watched her videos, do, because she's just like probably my favorite creator at the moment. Like, I really 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 love everything that she does. So yeah. And then I also have Leah's Field Notes. I've been watching her for ages, like years, but I've just been really really loving her content recently. Her YouTube videos, that I just love the way she edits. It's very like peaceful. I guess I'm stressed because everything I'm recommending is like, I love it because it's peaceful. But I just really, really like her content, and I just love her. She's nice. I really like her. She also has a podcast, which I've listened to. She doesn't upload like all the time, but when she does, it's like really long episodes, which I enjoy. And love her personality. She's just really, I don't know. She has like a really specific like vibe. Like, she portrays her vibe really, really well. And then onto food. Yum. I love food so much. We have sushi. I always love sushi. I've seen actually that Wasabi, which is a sushi chain, I think it's in most of the UK. There's loads in London, but they've come out with a vegan salmon, and it literally looks so similar to regular salmon that I'm a little bit scared to try it, because I'm like, is it real salmon? But it looks so like intriguing. I've never had salmon in my life, so I'm intrigued to try that. Maybe I should try it. My favorite is probably just like avocado maki, to be honest. Also went to a sushi restaurant in Edinburgh with Amy, which I loved. It was called Bentoya, I think. And that's her favourite place. She's been telling me we need to go for like 3 years. And it was so cool. It was like they had like really authentic, like the seats where they're kind of like not on the floor, but like you have to like climb into them. And I just really enjoyed it. I thought it was amazing. And I love their sushi. And it reminded me of how much I love sushi. I also love seaweed salad. That's one of my favourite things to get. And some gyoza. Like, it just never gets old. I've also put mochi because finally Little Moons are back in stock. It's funny because I go to a Chinese supermarket in Edinburgh like each week when I do my shop. I go there for like noodles and like bao buns, tofu and like stuff like that. And they have a sign out the front that says Little Moons sold out because they're just so, they like went viral on TikTok like last, when was that? Like earlier this year, I think. And it's, I was like, I've had them before that. And I was like so annoyed because I was like, oh, I kind of fancy one. Oh, they're all sold out everywhere. But the passion fruit and mango, I think it is, those vegan ones, they are so nice. I ate 2 boxes of those when I was in Edinburgh, which is an expensive thing to like, but they're just really good. I've put bedtime drinks. I love a bedtime drink. Me and Neve always have a bedtime drink, but I just, even more so, something with like chamomile or lavender. I really like some of the pucker tea ones. They have like a nighttime one. Oh, so calming and relaxing. Like, it's just stunning. I just really enjoy a bedtime drink at the moment. I think it really helps you sleep as well. Sourdough bread. I love sourdough bread. Sourdough pizza, sourdough bread. We get this box of like vegetables delivered from a local farm. And it's like you just get whatever's in season, you don't get to pick, which is quite fun. And they also give a loaf of sourdough that they make, and that bread is my favorite thing ever. I had it for breakfast this morning and it's just unbelievable. Like, it's just so good. I feel like the difference between a good bread and a basic bread is it's like a whole different meal, and sourdough has just got a special place in my heart. And then I've also written fancy tofu. I don't remember the brand is Taifun, Taifun. I think you can buy it in like Holland and Barrett, or I buy it in Edinburgh in like this little Whole Foods shop near my house. It's called Jordan Valley if you live in Edinburgh, but I'm sure that some supermarkets will have it. I don't know which ones. I don't think Tesco do. Maybe Sainsbury's would. I don't know. I never really go there, but that tofu is so good, the smoked one. They also have a pesto one. I don't like pesto personally, but smoked tofu, really, really good. And you don't have to cook it or anything. Well, you can if you want, but like I just chop it up and then eat, like put it on toast, or like have it in a salad, or like in a wrap, or I don't know why I said in a salad. I literally never eat salad, but like it would work in a salad, that sort of thing. And it's just like so well seasoned. I got Neve onto it too. It's kind of dangerous because once you have it, you can't really go back because it's like so elite to other tofus. Like considering you don't have to do anything to it, like I think plain tofu is completely great for like a stir fry if you're gonna like cook it and season it and everything, but if you just want to eat it as it is, I still think it tastes nice, but it can't carry a whole meal, whereas this tofu really can. Okay, and then I've just put items/random, so we're going into just random stuff that I'm obsessed with, that I'm loving. It's kind of like a time capsule into like what I'm up to at the moment and like the things I'm loving, like things I like. I don't know, like this would be interesting to listen to in like 10 years. I'll probably be like, ew, no. But okay, number one is my Chili's bottle. I feel like I work for Chili's, to be honest. Everyone I see, they're like, oh, cool bottle. I'm like, okay, let me tell you all the selling points. It's the best bottle in the world. Like, let me tell you more. I'm just like obsessed with this bottle. So they have this line where, it's the body of the bottle, then it has like a mouthpiece, and then it has the lid, and you can choose the colors of all three. And the mouthpiece can be it's like I've memorized this speech. I've told everyone I know about how great this bottle is. Okay, what I like is you can remove the mouth bit and then you can wash it. It's plastic, so I think you could put it in the dishwasher, but I would just hand wash it. And that's so nice because bottles get so dirty. Like, it's actually really difficult to clean a bottle. So it's really, like, you can properly remove the mouth bit. And then you can, like, really get in there and wash it up, which is good. What's also fun is that, so there's those three parts. And you can pick the colour of each of the three of them. So I have a yellow bottle, like a pastel pink mouthpiece, and then a pale blue like lid. And it's just so cute. And it's no extra to like pick all the colours yourself. And they have a lot of colours. So it's kind of just like not that many people probably have the colour that you have, which is fun. And I haven't seen that many people with these bottles. They're like the new ones. Their old ones are like fully metal, and this one has like the different mouth bit. I had the old one as well. Also enjoy it. Also, if you have a, like, if you don't like drinking from like a metal water bottle, like the clank on your teeth, this one is like plastic at the mouth, which you might enjoy. And I just love it. Next, I've got my denim jacket. It's from Wrangler. I bought it in a vintage shop in Brighton, but it's just the best thing I own. Like, I don't even know how to describe, like, it just fits so well. It's got a corduroy colour and it just fits perfectly. And I remember when I bought it, I was like, oh, it's like 40 quid. I don't know if I can spend that much. Like, oh, it's kind of a lot. I don't know. Like, that was like that's a splurge piece, you know, to buy. And I bought this like a few years ago. So it was like a big deal. So, so grateful that I bought that because it's just the prettiest jacket. It fits perfectly and I love the style of it. And like, I feel like I'm going to keep it forever. So love. Hair plaits. Have you seen that like hack where you do the plait and then you don't have to put a bobble in it? I don't think I can describe it now, but like it's like such a visual thing and I'm gonna like try and explain it on a podcast, but that hack has changed my life and it's so good. You basically like do the plait, but you know how the bottom of the plait kind of like gets in like a knot and starts like plaiting itself as you're doing it, like the bottom of the hair? You don't undo that, and then you kind of like bring the plait through the gap when you finished. Oh, there's no way that's explained it. But yeah, it's something like that. If you Google it, it's like on TikTok and stuff. And that's just such a good hack. Such a good hack. Next, I have my Youth the People moisturizer. I think it's like superfood moisturizer. And I did get sent it, but I will definitely be buying it again because I don't like... I think I've used like 3/4 of it and I won't be able to live without it. It's so good. I love the way it makes my skin feel. It's got like really great ingredients. I love their brand as a whole, actually. It's in like a glass jar as well, so I can recycle that or just use it for something else. I love glass jars. It's great. I also got a new film camera, which I'm loving. I haven't got the first roll developed yet, so I can't tell you if it's good, but I just love the way it looks and I'm really excited to get the first roll developed. I got my last roll of film developed from my previous film camera, which should be getting emailed to me like tomorrow, which is exciting. I got that developed in Edinburgh and I just love film. It's just so fun. Wagamama. Okay, I haven't been to Wagamama for ages. You know, I'm always like, oh, let's go to a small independent place, like let's not go to a big chain. Went to Wagamama like last week. You need to get down there, it's really good. They've extended their vegan menu so much. For a chain restaurant, I have never ever seen a vegan menu that is so extensive and so well thought out. It's not just like classic, like random, you know, like normal, like, oh, a veggie burger or, oh, a vegetable stir fry or like something like that. It's like really well thought out. They have vegan egg. I think they have like vegan sticky ribs and loads of crazy stuff. And they have like really extensive menu. It's like a full menu. Like it's not even just like a couple of things. It's like a proper menu. And I had the pad thai, which I've had like plenty of times before, but they also have like salad bowls. It was so good. And I forgot how good Wagamama is. It's just a nice environment. I like the way that it's like set up and it's just a good time. So if you haven't been to Wagamama, if you've been sleeping on Wagamama for a few years, like I have, get down there because it's actually really, really good. Milk makeup. I have a ton of their products and I was just thinking about how all summer, that's like almost all I've been using is Milk makeup. They have a lot of like natural, more like muted stuff, which I like to wear like casual. Like I don't like to put on like a ton of makeup. That's just my personal preference. I have no issue, obviously, with like wear whatever makeup you want. But if you like that as well, I really like their stuff. A lot of Glossier products are not vegan. They're like cruelty free, but they're not vegan. And so this is a kind of like a good alternative if you're looking for like vegan stuff that is the same sort of style as Glossier. I do love Glossier stuff though. So that kind of hurts that some of the stuff isn't vegan. But yeah, Milk makeup, really, really love it. And especially I like the eyebrow gel. I like the blush sticks. What else do I have from them? The mascara is also really good, so I've been enjoying. Oh, next one is water slash the sea. I have been such a Pisces this summer. I'm going on a trip at the end of August. When is, oh, that's quite soon, that's in like 2 weeks. Not like we're just going somewhere in the UK, but I'm really excited. I think we're going like swim in the sea and stuff, and I just love the sea. It's making me want to move somewhere near like water, because it just makes me so incredibly happy, like being like fully submerged. I have a weird thing about like, I love getting my hair wet, like fully wet. That's when I feel like completely like at one with nature. I just love it so much. I'm a Pisces sun and Aquarius moon and rising, so I'm really like, I just love water so much. Okay, we've got a couple things left. Next we have my salt lamp. My salt lamp, I bought it on Etsy, and I got it actually because I saw it in Meg Hughes' videos, and I was like, oh, that looks fun, that looks like a nice vibe, like, she set the tone, mood lighting, great, I love it. So I bought one on Etsy, and I'm completely obsessed with it. It's so nice. My bar, which is my dad's mum, has one at her house. I think they're one of the things that's been, like, I don't know, you know when, like, white people go to, like, Asia, and then they bring stuff back, and then they're, like, market it and like capitalize on it when it's just like someone else's culture. I think they're one of those things, but I've been enjoying it, and I'm half Asian, so I feel like it's fine. No, for real, that's actually a really like interesting like deep chat to have, but I feel like I have like too many opinion, like too much like thoughts on that sort of thing. This has gotten too deep, but this is just a favorites episode. Okay, salt lamp, I love it, good vibes. I did lick it when it arrived. I told my dad as well, and he was like, really? I was like, yeah. And then Kishan licked it as well. It's just one of those things where it's like, because it is made of salt, it's kind of tempting and just like, I don't know. Right, let's move on. Riddle videos on YouTube. Okay, hear me out. These are so therapeutic. I love them. They make me a little bit scared. This is what I watch when I'm like, when I try and sleep at night. If I'm like, I've just, you know, if I'm just like, I want to watch like a quick 10-minute video, 5-minute video, before I go to bed, or like before I read or something. Riddle videos. I love the TEDx, I think is what it's called, like the TED Talk YouTube channel. They have like these riddles, and I just love them so much, and I feel so smart for them. Like, I'm hoping that they're going to come up at some point in conversation, and I'm going to pretend that I've never heard it before, and then reveal the answer, and everyone's going to be like, oh, she's so smart. Riddle videos, oh, it's like half my recommended on YouTube is riddle videos, and I just love them so much. I could watch one, maybe I'll watch one after I finish recording this, because they're just so good. Sometimes I see one of my recommended and I'm like, hells yeah baby, like, let's do this. And then finally, last one is rain noise, or like rain music. They have this on the Headspace app, or there's like 10 hour videos of like rain noise on YouTube. Sometimes when I'm watching YouTube, I'll play rain noise in a different tab at like a lower volume, just to like pretend it's raining outside, because that makes me really relaxed and just gives me good vibes. And like, I like that in the evening. If it's ever raining when I'm going to bed, I like open the window and just enjoy the noise, because it's so like therapeutic and just nice vibes. So rain noise. This has gotten really random. Okay, I hope you enjoyed the episode, and I hope you took something away from it. If you're going to take anything away from this episode, read 1,000 Splendid Suns is what I would say, and go to Wagon. Dreamy. Okay, thank you so much for listening. I love you so much. Have the best week. You can follow along on the Instagram if you want to be a part of future episodes. It's growingwiththeflow_podcast. If you want to leave me a review, I haven't said that for ages, if you want to leave me a review, I would love. They make me like really happy. I've obviously read them all, and they're just like so sweet. So if you want to leave me a review, you listen to the whole episode, so feels like you should. I'm joking, only if you want. But yeah, okay, have a nice week, and thank you for listening. Bye bye.